Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Why do people automatically think that because you talk to your camera that you have money?
I love that mentality. Is that the biggest misconception about you?
Yeah. They all think I'm well off.
Like you've got money.
Literally in my overdraft, I'm going to have to start from scratch now saving for my mortgage because the bank will tell me to fuck off if they see me bank statement.
Yeah, no, to be honest, like I'm going to have to go clean now for 6 months and they're going to be like,
Yeah.
Down to 250 again on the 30th, Carlos. Yeah. Unlike you.
Oh, fuck, that's a joke. Hello, and you are very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
Hey.
Carla's having a dance. It's Friday. She's shaking her tits.
Shake your tits, it's Friday. Shake your tits. Shake your tits, it's Friday. That should have been a thing.
Yeah. Shake your tits is a thing.
No, but shake your tits, it's Friday instead of TGIF, you know?
My mind is blown. Like me fucking, that's an epiphany if ever I heard one of a Friday night.
Yeah.
Shake your tits, it's Friday.
Shake your tits, it's Friday.
I have to come up with an anagram for that now. Like I can't. Shake S-Y-T.
S. Hold on. S-Y-T-I-F. S-Y-T-I-F.
That's a new thing. S-Y-T-I-F. Nearly sounds like shit.
Shit.
Anyway.
Speaking of shit, Scarlett for me. I sent an email. A work email. To like everybody. And instead of shift, it kept auto-correcting to shit.
Oh.
And I was like, blah, 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 blah on the shit. Blah, 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 blah on shit. Blah, 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 blah on this shit.
Oh, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
Why would it automatically... Oh.
My phone.
I was gonna say
all know my cursing's through the roof.
It often turns like words, bad words, into good words, like fucking into ducking.
Yeah,
but it very rarely changes them from good words to bad words.
This is me.
Yeah, your phone just has that algorithm now. That's what
this
it's all about.
This is me.
I make no apologies
for the fact I curse like a sailor.
This episode is about debt. Don't get it twisted. It's about debt. D-E-B-T.
Not death.
Not death.
Which would be entirely more of a morbid situation.
It would definitely be. I am always so tempted to pronounce it like depth. I don't know why.
Like depth of a pill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I always... Depth. Yeah.
Are you anyway. In depth?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Get on to Wonga. Wonga.com.
What's voucher? That's a different thing. So.
Voucher is like Groupon kind of thing.
So Wonga is the payday loans.
Wonga is payday loan. Quick quid.
Have you ever used a payday loan?
No.
It's an English thing, isn't it?
It really seems
very British.
Very British. I think the Irish equivalent would be Provident.
What's Provident?
It's like a loan shark service.
Oh my god, loan shark. Is that like loan shark for me? I don't know why. I think it's because like I must have watched like some kind of Italian mobster movies when I was growing up, but they used to terrify me.
Really?
Like the sound of a loan shark used to...
Well, it is a scary word.
It is. Shark. Why would you call them that?
Because they're supposed to be pricks.
Loan cow. Loan dog.
Well, shark, no. Loan cat. I think it has the impact that it's supposed to have.
Loan mouse. Lone tiger.
Lone lion.
Lone lion.
Lion. Why isn't it lone lion?
Lion.
Yeah, so like it's a kind of, you can get a small amount loan, but like the APR, is that what it is?
Yes.
And the interest is like fucking through the roof. Like you're nearly paying back twice the amount.
Through the roof.
Through the roof. You're nearly paying back like, if not half the amount in interest.
Yeah.
A good 75% of it. Now you'd have to, it depends. Like I've actually never gone with a loan shark or a provident loan or anything like that. So you'd have to look up terms and think. Like if you look, usually when you see those ads, you'll see down the bottom and it'll be like 1,127% APR variable. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Back on those loans.
Yeah.
Which is mental. But I think, as far as I know, and I might look it up, I think the only equivalent really is like Provident. Over here. Do we have like online ones that we could do? Like quick loans?
I'm sure we do. Like it's the internet. They do fucking anything nowadays.
Yeah, that's true.
100%. Do you know that in Ireland, as of April, we are paying back 14 million a day in interest?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Fucking crazy.
That's mental. That, for the privilege of getting a loan.
Mm-hmm.
That's mental.
Well, that's why, you know, that's why I think I've stayed away.
Yeah.
As much as I possibly can. Like, obviously taking out a mortgage, biggest fucking loan you'll ever go.
Yeah.
Do. Whatever. But that's it, isn't it? It terrifies you. It does. Interest that terrifies you. It's not the amount. It's always the interest. And that's what you're kind of like, you're breaking your bollocks to pay back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What's the most expensive thing you ever bought? Like,
Trip away?
That you, well, no. But I mean, did you ever get a loan out for something like a car loan or anything like that?
I have. Touch wood. Never had a loan.
Have you not?
No.
I've had a few. They are handy.
Now, I was lucky. When I was 21, I got inheritance.
Okay.
Of a good bit of quid. I won't say the exact figure. But I got a good bit of quid. I still have a bit of it left.
Right.
Like, it wasn't...
Jesus, fair pleasure.
Well, when I first got it, I remember being like, that's going to be for my house. And then, you know, I realised that, you know, Vegas was a place. Right. And
I get you.
You know, living your life is something that you could do also. And, you know, just you end up doing shit stuff. But then you also do, like, I bought my car outright when I was in the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought that, like, 7,000 cash.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, there is ways.
Yeah.
Of, you know.
Mm.
Obviously.
I think the more impatient person will go for a loan rather than save up for something.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I think when it comes to money, it's all like, and again, it's so, I've said this so many times, I feel like I fucking repeat myself so many times, but I feel like that one little money lecture that I went to with the Image Women in Beauty, and that one woman they had for the finance, and they said, split everything and name it.
Yeah.
So name it. That's why, guys, Revolut, go for it. It's so easy.
You were saying it's harder to take something out of something
that has a name. So if it says holiday, it's harder to do it.
Yeah.
Or if it says, you know, I'm not going to get that bag house. Or baby house or any of that stuff. Yeah, like, am I really going to buy the €600 coat?
Yeah.
To be €600 down on my new phone that I want? You know, it's all those little things that actually puts it into perspective, because you lose your fucking head when
it's
you buy things.
It's the mindset. Yeah, it's the mental thinking behind it. Sorry, I'm just having a look here because I realise I should have looked this up before we started recording this. There's not that many. There are a couple of online low. Like you can get a lend of up to $5,000 and then you pay back crazy amounts of interest. There's about 3 or 4, like wit.ie at the end of it, that are Irish ones. But mainly it's banks and Provident. So there's not that many in comparison to the UK.
I feel like the credit union has a lot to say.
Yeah, that's where I've gotten all my loans from.
But the credit union's safer, isn't it? Because they'll only give you up to 3 times of what you have in your account.
Not necessarily, no.
Oh, I thought that though.
You can apply to get a loan for, like, 3.5 times.
No, 3.5 times is mortgage.
What did, you just said that though.
No, 3 times.
Oh, 3, so sorry,
if you had 3 times, if you had $3,000, they'll give you $9,000.
Yeah, it depends, I think, what you actually need. Like, I've gotten more than what I had in my shares from the credit union. I bought, what was the latest thing that I got?
It was the most expensive thing you've ever bought, actually.
Me Mini.
Oh.
I got it on hire purchase when I was 21.
Oh my God.
Ridiculous. €100 a week for 4 years.
400 quid a month.
Yeah. And the, like,
that's a lot.
The price tag on it was 22 grand. I'd actually...
Did you buy a brand new fucking Mini?
No. No, it was second hand. It was 4 years old. Bought it from Joe Duffy. Joe Duffy in Finglas. For a whopping price tag of... I think it was... It was listed at like 18,000. And I got some sort of, like, you know, the way that they have so much fucking leeway to could be giving you discounts and stuff like that. The amount of bloody money that they make off it. This thing was imported from England, like, I think by the time we kind of got the higher purchase thing going, it was like 15,700 or something.
Yeah.
But I paid back over 20 grand for, like, this was in 2008.
What age were you?
21.
Yeah, that's the age, isn't it? That's the age.
I had to get my dad to go guarantor.
Yeah.
And he very reluctantly did it. He warned me. And in hindsight, it was such a fucking stupid thing to do. But you
can't be told.
You can't. And you can't. No. You cannot be told. You need to learn these things for yourself. That's the thing. But I literally bought it in... I bought it just before the recession hit anyway.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
I can tell you that much for free. Yeah. Just before the fucking recession hit. Like, if I had it waiting... about 6 months, I probably would have gotten it for half that price.
It's fucking mad, isn't it? Yeah. Like, well, that's obviously how the recession is.
But it's gas, like, yeah, no, exactly. Giving a fucking 21-year-old higher purchase on...
For a 20 fucking grand loan. That's as many, that's a grand a year that you were on the planet. Yeah.
€100 a week I paid for that car.
How did you afford that?
Well, I, in fairness, I didn't lose my job throughout the recession and I was very good. I was living at home. I wasn't paying rent or anything like that. I was... Bills? Actually, did I...
Did you used to pay?
I fucking did rent. Did you? About a year later, I was renting with Adam. How did I afford that? I just obviously was better
on beans back then, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's
like true. I always feel like it's so funny because I remember just when I was 17, I was working in a pub, and I got my emergency tax back one summer, and I quit the pub because I could live off my emergency tax. Because I fucking hated the pub so much. If you used to see me rocking around my house, like, you would have seen me, my fucking face, like a slapped arse.
Oh god.
But I quit in that June and I got €700 back in tax back, and I was able to go to a festival in Belgium and pay for my whole summer off that money.
That's gas.
Like, gas. Now I'm like,
that's nothing.
But then things were cheaper.
In fairness, I find today's way of living, I've been in my job 15 years and I feel like my wages is fair, but it's as the weeks go on, it's becoming less and less livable.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a livable wage anymore, and it is a fair wage.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I always say, like, an extra 50 quid a week is all the difference. It's 200 quid a month. That's, I think with the way the taxes are going right now, like, that can be the difference of like 6 or 7 grand in a paycheck.
Oh, don't get me fucking started on taxes.
I know, but that's like, that's honestly how it is. And it's funny because like, one of my friends recently, she got a new job. I'm not going to give too many details about it, but she went from 45 plus expenses to 52 flat. She's only really coming out with like an extra, like, you'd think that's a fucking, that's a jump, like.
Yeah.
But she's not really coming out with that much extra.
Because the expenses obviously did her a good favour when she was on
it. It's funny because expenses are things that you have paid. Do you know what I mean? Expenses aren't money that you pocket.
Yeah, that's true.
They're expenses out. But it was funny because I remember every time I used to talk to her, she'd be like, but that's with my expenses. And I'd be like, but your expenses is money you paid. You're getting it back. Do you get me?
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's on things, I suppose, like fuel, things that you'd normally have to pay out of pocket. So you're kind of like, it's all those little things. And that's why, you know, I know benefit in kind is such a big thing for a lot of companies. Because it's just like, they value things at a certain price. Like, I think they value cars now. If you get a car with your job, I think they value that as like 8,000.
Okay.
So like, not as in, like, if they're talking, if you're talking salary packages, they'll be like, but that's...
benefit in kind. So like, don't be giving out to me that you're only earning this when you're after giving you a car.
Yeah, kind of thing. Well, they're like, well, your car's pay for that. And then if you actually add it up, like a car is a huge expense.
Yeah.
A car is a massive expense.
Yeah. It just doesn't feel like.
Doesn't feel like it because you've kind of bought it.
Yeah.
And even if you're paying a loan back on it, you still feel like.
Yeah, it can come from a place of greed as well.
What?
Because I sometimes have to be reminded, like, yeah, but you get this, and you also get this, and you also get that. Like, it does kind of come, and it's like, oh yeah, but I just don't feel that throughout the year. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to give you a fact here, and I think it's a shocking fact, and it's one that, like, I couldn't believe it. But apparently the optimum salary for a person is 60,000, and your happiness doesn't increase whatsoever for every euro you go above that.
Not really?
Fast. Yeah. So you see all these people like earning 150k and stuff. Apparently they did loads of studies and the optimum salary, like, for every person, for them to be able to, like, live a very happy life, be able to go on as many holidays as they, well, not as many, but like good holidays, be able to, like, have a nice house and a nice car. Like, again, I'm not talking like driving a fucking Maserati and living on
Aylesbury.
You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, those kind of things.
Yeah.
Your happiness apparently doesn't increase anything more after a salary of 60,000.
It would be a pain in the hole, I think. Even I always think that as well, if I was to win the lotto.
Yeah. There's all that with it too.
I wouldn't want to win that too much.
Like, you're one who won 115 million.
Yeah, that's too much, like.
But then, it's a weird thing, and that's why I always see, like, you know when celebrities just go off the fucking Richter scale and, like, they're really depressed and everything like that? It's because when there's no boundaries, where is the kind of...
Yeah, there's no fun.
Where is the kind of fun in life? Like, I think Rihanna kind of has it really well, because she fucks off to the Bahamas, or... Yeah, is she from the Bahamas? No, she's not from the Bahamas.
She's from Barbados.
Barbados. Mm. So she fucks off back to Barbados for, like, 2-3 years at a time. You don't see her. She just goes be living with her, like, family, with her friends. Like, think about her. She's not released music in God knows how long.
I never even thought of that.
Yeah, she always... She goes and she smokes a weed and she lives her life.
Ah.
So she almost goes back to what she knew. Now, she still lives it up. But it's funny, isn't it? Because you have to keep yourself... And I remember she does interviews and she's like, you have to keep yourself, like, back to where you came from. Yeah. You have to remember.
That's brilliant, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's about, like, again, it's about, you know... lifestyle and all those other things. Like, I was only even watching, like, the Jay Goody thing, but, like, money just that ruled her life for the last of her life, you know. And it's funny because it's like, what? And it's so true. It's like, you can't take it to the grave with you.
I think that's what most people wish for, though, is to just be comfortable.
Oh, I think that's all anybody really wants. But I do feel like we're living in a world of, like, everything is picture perfect.
That's it, yeah. It's keeping up with the Joneses as well.
Because I even, like, sometimes I'm like, oh, I'd love that, like... Actually, sorry, flippant purchase, the most expensive thing I've ever bought was a 1,500 euro Gucci bag. I know.
Oh my God, that's so materialistic. I could never...
I know.
I'd begrudge buying a bag in fucking Parfois for 40.
Yeah, no, I begrudge that because it's 40 euro in Parfois. Are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm real feast or famine.
Really?
Yeah.
We're gonna buy a
like all my friends bag. Are like, you'll either go wild or you're the cheapest bitch.
yeah.
As in, I'm just like value of a euro, and I'm a big bargain hunter. Like with my holidays and everything like that, I'm a fucking bargain bitch.
Yeah.
I'll do shitty things, as in like even with Cuba, I'm flying to Istanbul to then fly to Cuba, which is going 4 hours back to go forward.
Jeez.
But it was the difference of 600 euro, you know.
Oh, that's okay.
Where there's a lot of my friends would be like, I'd pay that 600 euro for the comfort of just getting there 4 hours earlier. And I'm like, but what's 4 hours really? It's been 4 hours scrolling on your phone.
Yeah, that is true though.
Yeah, but that's... But then my reasoning for other things, I'd be like, of course I'm buying this new 60 euro foundation. Are you thick?
Yeah, I get you. Yeah.
It's like your head... I feel like our heads are constantly split.
Yeah, definitely. You
know? And I will say, although I love Gina, her name's Gina G. Gucci.
Oh yeah.
Although I do adore her. Because she's the most expensive bag I own. I own a few others, but she's definitely top the pops. I kind of got it and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I have it now.
I can understand
that. You know? Mm. Where there's one of my friends, she spends like... Not she spends so much, but obviously her, you know, situation is different. The way, like, she earns a nice little income.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't really have a ton of bills and stuff like that. But she, like, buys herself... I'd say she buys like 3 or 4 a year.
Wow.
And like she loves them like children. Okay. She tucks them up back into their box, back into their thing, back into the wardrobe. You know, I'm literally like, Gina's fucking upstairs floating about.
Yeah, yeah.
Gina's knocking around.
Look, I have bought luxury things in the... in fact, the most expensive thing that I tend to buy myself if I don't have a birthday or Christmas coming up to get somebody else to get it for me is me Laura Mercier Fresh Fig Body Soufflé Body Cream.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, I love it.
I couldn't buy... See, that's something I couldn't purchase.
65 quid, yeah.
See, I don't think I could do it just because I don't care. Now, facial moisturiser, I buy it in a heartbeat, but I don't give that much of a fuck about my body.
Well, you see, it's not even that. It's nearly like having expensive perfume as well with that body cream.
True.
Because if somebody walks into a room, they will ask, who's wearing that perfume? What is it? Oh my God, that's fucking amazing. And it's a body cream. Do you know what I mean? But that's one of the things that I will splash out, and I feel great about myself when I do have it. But like that.
It's like a little ritual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think that's the only thing that I splash out on. But like that, people can't understand that I do that. So everybody's kind of different with...
It's funny, people have triggers.
Yeah. Like, I could never spend that much money on a bag. I just couldn't give a fuck about the bag. I'd go to Penny's, 11 euro bag, grand, Bob's your uncle, does the same fucking thing. I couldn't give a shit if there's a G on that or not. Or an LV or a fucking Mulberry brand, like, little tree. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I just couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
But then again, I have to say, if I did have one, I'd probably be like, oh, look, I made my bag.
It's such a weird thing, isn't it? It's like, what makes people tick? Like, why did I feel the need to get, but I had to get that bag? I was looking at it for a month. So I was mulling it over.
Really?
Got my bonus and I was like, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking bag. Gonna get the bag. Gonna get a bag to put in the bag.
In the bag. I think with my mentality, though, there's always something more sensible to be paying for. Well,
other than a 40 euro fucking body supply.
Well, see, that's my little treat thing.
That's it. Is a treat, yeah.
But we, like anything, like I will contemplate. I'll literally have an argument with myself in the shopping centre, going, oh, but I don't know. I'm saving for a mortgage. Oh no, but I need to buy this for the baby. Oh no, oh, but I'm gonna need diesel for the car. Do you know what I mean?
You put things into perspective, don't you?
Yeah.
You have to put them into like another situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like another thing, and I will say, excellent buy, don't regret it. I bought my Marc Jacobs bag, which is my messenger bag, which I wear every day.
Mm.
And it was in TJ Maxx. It's TJ Maxx over there.
In America.
TJ. And I was like, oh my God, I love this bag. It's perfect size. I'm going to use it every single day. And it was $200. Now, in BTs, it was $600.
Wow.
But this was like, I was buying it a season out. Do you know what I mean? I don't fucking know how TJ Maxx works, but that's how it works. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I was buying it, but it's a perfect, like it's soft, it's lovely. It's just a lovely bag. And I mean, I was fucking texting my sister, my mum, my mates.
So proud of yourself.
Group chat. I was just like, do I do it? Do I just do it?
Oh, right. I thought you meant after. Oh my God.
Whether it's with Gina, I was like, fuck y'all, I'm buying her. But with this, I was almost like,
really?
I couldn't.
See, and it's gas as well. When I'm away, I can't fathom that people spend that much on shopping when they're away.
What do you mean?
Like, say you go to America.
Oh, when I go to America and I buy so much shit.
Loads of stuff in Sephora and you spend, like, what did you say? You spent a bit of grand on makeup before, yeah? Like, I can't fathom people who go away with all that spending money and spend it.
Yeah.
Like, actually go on a shopping trip to New York before Christmas. Like, I've never had that amount of money to be able to even think like that. It just, it baffles me. But I think it's because of the way that I think. I'm just like, oh no, I need to be able to pay for this, or I just don't.
Yeah, it's like, it is. I do wonder what makes a person go into debt. You know what I mean? Mm. What makes them kind of make the conscious decision that this is going to be rough for me, but it's something that I need right now.
Mm.
You know? And I think, wasn't there a big thing this year, a big push about people going into debt over buying kids' books and kids' fucking uniforms and stuff?
Oh, God. Disgraceful. That's terrible, isn't it?
Like, our country is fucked.
The women in work earlier on were talking about their teenagers, and they were saying that they were in school, but they had a tablet. And they had to have the books as well, even though all the books were downloaded onto the tablet.
What is that about? Like, what is that?
I know. It's ridiculous. Like, why have both? And then their backs are broken bringing the books in as well, even though it, and then they're told not to bring their tablets in. It's fucking, I was like, what? Because they have to actually rent the tablets, and then by the time they're returning the tablets to the school, they're in fucking bits. Like, half of them are going on fire and everything. Do you know what I mean? They're absolute fire hazards.
Spitting.
Like, fucking, it's mental. Don't get me fucking started on the cost of actually living here.
Yeah, well, I mean, we could, we have done many, many conversations about that, but yeah. I just think it's like little things like that, because I do always wonder, like, what's that, what is it inside us that, like, makes us crave beyond our means? You know?
Yeah.
Because there is some, like, there is, I think, and not even crave, like, because we all crave things that, you know, we all are materialistic in some way, shape,
yeah,
or form.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm sure if I rocked up with a brand new Audi for you, you'd be like, thanks for the keys, I'll see you later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, brand new Blade Mini.
Yeah.
You know, John Cooper works.
I miss my Mini.
I miss my Mini. Oh, I miss my Mini so much.
I miss my Mini so much. But I think it's that desire to be comfortable which makes us kind of like, oh, you know, I'll get that, I'll be grand. Do you know what I mean? I can have me cake and eat it. That kind of mentality. Do you know what I mean?
Or is it real, like, see no evil?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
If you can't see it, because you don't really see alone, do you?
Not really, no.
Like, it kind of comes into your bank account, but then it generally kind of comes straight back out, because whatever you're getting the loan for is...
It's for a purpose.
It's for a big
purchase,
so you just don't really want to be looking at your account that day.
Exactly.
It is, it's funny, isn't it? It's like...
There are a few times that I have gone into... Like, debt, I don't know, the way I, because remember I was saying to you before we even recorded this, I've always associated debt with being a lot more sinister than what it actually is.
Well, I'll read out the definition.
The definition of debt.
So the definition, really horsey at the moment. Don't know what it is. I think it's weather changing.
Oh, yes.
So, debt. Debt is when something, usually money, is owed by one party, the borrower or debtor, to a second party, the lender or creditor. Debt is a deferred payment or a series of payments that is owed in the future, which is what differentiates it from immediate purchase.
Yeah, so it's a loan, basically.
Yeah.
It's, well, you have it all hanging over your head.
I think it just basically means that, like, you're not forgetting about it.
Yeah. But when I think of debt, I think of, like, it being a really sinister situation where, like, you're at your wit's end, you need to get this fucking money from somewhere, otherwise the mob are coming after you. This kind of, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Debt. I suppose there's obviously a different word for it that I can't think of right now. But, like, I have gotten into situations before, and obviously I've gotten... So I did that hire purchase thing for me Mini. Then when I went,
Then I went to Blade and Oya and Napa.
No. I went to buy me Aris and my Mini wasn't worth shit.
But that's it, isn't it?
It wasn't worth shit. It was worth, he gave me a discount of £600 off of the Aris. So I needed to get a loan then for my Aris. Like, it was, the Mini wasn't worth shit, Carla. So I had to, basically, I went into the credit union. It took me ages because of all the paperwork to get all this stuff. I had to get a loan of £6,000. This is about 2 years ago for my Aris. And I had savings. I was saving. So that's the good thing about the credit union. You kind of save. You'll say, like, okay, right, I'm going to set aside £100 a week for the credit union. I'm going to put £600 into my shares, which is basically our savings. And 40 into my loan. So I was doing that for, let me just say, about two. Oh yeah, I have the Aris 3 years now, sorry. So 2 years. And I kind of built up, I'd taken a good bit off my loan and built up a good bit of savings.
Yeah.
When we went to start paying for the mortgage, or the saving for the mortgage, I just decided to put my shares off my loan.
Yeah.
So basically I have no kind of savings in my little credit union thing now, but my car loan is paid off.
Oh, okay. But, so you put your money against...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just to clear loans. So we actually have no overheads now, like, loan-wise.
Oh, so you're full free?
We're debt-free, basically. But I had, in the past, like, around Christmas time and around, like, what was it? One time... Oh, yeah, it was January. His mum was after getting us a trip to go and see United.
Yeah.
But, like, it was after Christmas and we had no fucking money. So I had to go and get a lend of money out of credit union for spending money.
Yeah.
And then, like, the time of year it was, I don't know what it was, every single time after Christmas, we always just struggled. We struggled till about June to get back above water.
Well, they say April's the recovery payday for Christmas, don't they? It kind of takes 4 months.
Oh, absolutely. I completely agree with that.
To get back off your knees.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely agree with that, because it did. It took us fucking months to be able to get back, like, to a place where we were kind of comfortable and we'd have a little bit of money at the end of the month. It was mad, like.
But isn't it funny how they used to advertise all them Christmas loans, wasn't it? It was like, called? Park.
Yeah.
Park with a C.
Them fucking ads. And you could
pay $69 a month for 11 months of the year to get your perfect Christmas.
Yeah. But then you can only go to certain shops.
You could only go to it was mainly toys and shit like that. But I just find it absolutely unbelievably incredible, the amount of money. Now, again, we all know how I feel about kids, so I'm trying to stay neutral here. But the amount of fucking money that people spend on their children for Christmas, and I wouldn't mind, my parents were the same.
Yeah.
They spent fucking dumb money on us.
Yeah. I really wish it was a lot simpler.
Yeah.
Than what, like, it's become.
Yeah, because it's become a big fucking show for your mates on Facebook.
Yeah, but everything
has to.
Well, like communions, holidays, confirmations, christenings, birthdays. I know that people, like, they want to celebrate and let people celebrate whatever they want, but
it's when you're putting yourself on your back.
Yeah, it'd be great if that pressure wasn't there. Do you know what I mean? Because there's some people that I know that would go all out. You'd be like receiving this gift from them for your birthday and you're going, oh my fucking god, I can't believe they're after buying that for me. Whereas another person could get you a pair of pajamas out of pennies, and that's just what you expect from that person.
But it means as much. Like, one of my friends, I don't really do, I don't think there's any of my friends that we do gifts.
Yeah, no, we don't do birthday gifts anymore. I don't think
we do gifts. And then at Christmas, like, me and my sister, we have a budget. We've always had a budget of €50. That's it.
Yeah, Chris Kindle and my family. Euro. Yeah.
And if me and Tom, like, if she really wants something, she'd be like, you and Tom, will you put your €50 together? And I'm like, get a fella and I'm owed a present from your vacant fella.
Yeah.
She's like, get me, it's €80. So,
yeah,
there you go. Like, that's fine.
My immediate family, like, so my parents and my sister were doing it when did we start doing it? Must be about 4 or 5 years now. But before that, it was getting a bit ridiculous. I'd give 50 to my ma, I'd give 50 to my dad. They always prefer money. They're just those types of people they can't fucking buy for. My sister, I'd be getting like a hair straightener. Do you know what I mean? Like, there'd be at least 50 to 75 persons spent per person.
Yeah.
And then the kids, then obviously it's all about the kids, so you spend more on them. But then we decided to do a Chris Kindle, and it is so much fucking better
How
now.
How many is in your family?
Just me, my sister, and my man and dad. Like, and immediate Kindle. Family. So Adam is involved in that now, and Keith, me brother-in-law,
is involved.
Yeah, £70.
That's, like, I think it makes amazing sense.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, Christmas here is, like, me, Tom, my dad and my sister.
So it's very small.
And then my mum pops over for a little bit in the morning. But that's what it was
with our family.
But me, Amy and Tom always go in on a present for my mum and my dad.
Oh, okay, so that's not too bad.
So, like, the three of us will get, but then the thing is, my sister puts such pressure on me consistently to keep buying for Ray. And when I mean Ray, doesn't want anything.
Yeah, that's the same with me.
Men don't. They don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I get Tom a new shirt and he's like, wow, oh my god.
Yeah.
What did I do to deserve this shirt? I was like, it was 20 year old boohoo. Like,
But
Ray just doesn't. Like, they just don't. You know what I mean? They just don't. Mm. And then my mum, same thing. Like, my mum asks for anything. I don't know what it is about Ray, but, like, obviously everybody has a soft spot for Ray, but, like, she'll just be like, and I got him these golf balls and blah blah blah, and I'm like, that's an extra £30, you know what I mean? It's like, that's an extra £30 and I'm on my knees at the moment and I don't have £30 to spend.
Yeah.
But then see, if I was buying, that's another thing, drinks on a night out,
yeah,
they could be €100 and I'll buy them.
That's mad. Yeah, in fairness,
isn't it funny how we're like that? Whether it's, if I went to, like, even when I go to buy vodka in the Offo,
yeah,
and it's £15 or it's what is it now, €30 for a litre, I need to get sick having to pay it.
Yeah
It makes me feel sick. But that's for some reason, it's like, it's just what we have, isn't it? It's maths.
Yeah, maths. Do you have any opinions there from?
I do, of course. We have loads, absolutely loads. We've tons almost. too many almost.
I'd go so far as to say there is a lot.
Hey gals, just saw your story about debt in Ireland and I have some opinion on this. So I suppose I completely understand it's very hard for people to rent, and that rent is certainly dead money. But with the house prices at the moment and the way that they are going, I feel people are putting themselves into huge debt for the long term. I mean, it will probably end up being almost their whole lives. I completely understand it's really hard at the moment, but sometimes I think people are only thinking about the short term rather than thinking about the largest amount of debt they'll possibly ever put themselves into. I'm not in the position to buy a house myself at the moment, so I do think this will be an unpopular opinion to some, but I would like to know what you guys think.
It's an unpopular opinion to me.
And she said, maybe I am narrow-minded, I'm not sure. She has a point, though, because if you do think about it, like, if you were taking out a mortgage for 300k, like 300 grand.
Yeah.
It's an insane amount of money.
Oh, it is, yeah.
And, like, I'm 30 next year. And I'll be paying that off. If I get one next year, I'll be paying that off until I'm 60, you know? But then, so then, yeah, I do understand. But I think Ireland loves buying a house, don't they? Like, it's a real thing over
here. It's such a tradition. Like, if you compare it to countries like Germany, who are predominantly renters.
Yeah.
Like, it is, I think it does come down to tradition. But at the same time, I think with buying a house, if you know where you are, or well, look, we never know where we're going to end up or what's going to happen between relationships and stuff like that. But if at that time you decide that you want to start saving for a mortgage and you want to apply for one, if you're happy enough in your situation, then I think it makes sense. Like, say for me and Adam, for instance, we're engaged, we're together 11 years, we're about to have a baby. It makes sense for us to buy a house. Rent is so much more expensive than a mortgage these days as well. So I think it makes more sense now to get a mortgage if you know that you want to settle down.
But I think what she's saying is that in the long term, does it work out? Because maybe you wouldn't be renting for, you know what I mean? I think that's the whole idea. I think it's all around, you know, because I can't ever, like, when my parents tell me about how much they bought the house for and all that other kind of stuff, it's just, it's mad. But then I'm trying to work it out and I'm like, but then back then you used to get, like, your wage a year was $4,000 or something, you know? It's so difficult to work out in my head because I'm like, what is that? And everyone's like, oh, it's all relative. But it's stopped becoming relative, hasn't it, in Ireland?
It kind of has. I think her point of view would make more sense to me if we had a bit more freedom to move around.
Yeah.
But we don't. We're stuck because there is a housing crisis. We don't have freedom to be able to go, oh yeah, do you know what, I might just rent in town.
Yeah.
We don't have that luxury, do you know what I mean? So I think people are a lot more rooted to getting a permanent solution because they've been in such shit situations in the last couple of years because it is the way this fucking country has us.
And then it's their, like, it's theirs. And I always say that, like, no matter what happens, and even if, you know, when people buy houses and then they're like, say something happens between, like, one of my mates bought a house with her partner of 9 years, found out he was ripping her off and had to sell it, buy and sold it within 6 months.
Yeah.
in the UK, and it was a beautiful house.
Fuck.
It was absolutely just a stunning house. But, you know, she was like, but I, what was I going to do? Keep the fucking house because I bought it with a scumbag. wasn't happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, at the same time, they sold the house. They split the deposit. She bought a new house, a smaller house, way smaller house in a different area, like much smaller area. But she bought that house on her own outright.
Yeah.
Like, not outright as in, but she put the deposit down and all that.
I think it's like, regardless of whether you think you're going to stay there
for the rest of your life, you can always sell it. Yeah.
You can always sell it. I think it is a good investment.
Like, yeah, it's an investment piece.
Yeah, it's an investment piece. But then again, like, if I was like young, free, single, you know, kind of in my early 20s, there was no way you were telling me that a mortgage was a good thing to invest in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would be so much happier to rent like that if we had a choice. Yeah. In the, like, if the country was the way it was 10 years ago and people could kind of move around. I wouldn't even say 10 years ago, 15 years ago, let's go that fucking far back. But, like, yeah, fair enough. There's no way I'd be saying, yeah, let's just rent. That's fine. Doesn't matter if that's dead money. At least we're still living our lives. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not going to be committed to this. I can completely understand where she's coming from. But I feel like just with the situation that the country is in these days, I think a mortgage is the much more sensible thing to do.
Yeah,
again, well, I am getting older as well. You know,
yeah, definitely. That, and I thinking. Think it's that propriety, isn't it? It's that whole situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Of having, you know, something yeah. behind you.
No, it is a good point, though. I can see where she's coming from. Like.
Yeah, definitely. We have another one. Definitely a giant problem. I've had family members nearly lose their homes. Some people in attending the same courts did lose their homes, ended up in a B&B with their families. When vulture funds came in with regards to mortgages, I've been in debt myself and I will be again, I'm sure. Even while working 3 jobs, still struggled heavily. Really affects your mental health. I have some friends who receive an insane amount of money from the social and make, quote unquote, more than I do working full time. Aid is given with rent, fire, ESB, etc., which is great, but it's almost like being punished for working sometimes.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Living off loans has become the norm for a lot of people, and that's just for basic needs. I had to take out $5,000 out a few years ago for a car, which is normal, but $3,000 of it just to help me pay my bills, not for a holiday, not even a nice top.
Yeah.
So true, isn't it? You're like, didn't even plan to get anything nice.
Yeah, but that's what I was saying about getting those little loans for just to stay above water, like after Christmas. That's, I found myself getting them as well, just yeah. to be able to pay me bills off and try and start from scratch. But I could never get my head above water because I was still paying those little fucking loans off.
Now, I will say, like, and this is something that I failed to mention, is that I've had, I mean, over the years, I don't know how many bailouts my dad has given me.
Yes. Yeah.
And yeah. that is the difference. And I understand I've had them so as well, lucky.
Though. Yeah. My parents. Yeah, true. Do you know what I mean?
Some people don't have that luxury, and I totally understand that. Yeah. But I have had, like, a lot of bailouts.
Yeah.
So
I've had loans off my parents. Like, I've always paid them back. I've never expected them to pay something for me. It might have happened once or twice, but it, like, not because I got asked, but because my mum could not bear to see me in the state that I was in anymore. Like, do you know what I mean?
But isn't it funny? That's how, like, and that's why they say in America, if you're sick, they just won't go to the doctor because it's just too expensive.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll just get over it. But I remember in, oh, when was it? 3 years ago, I think, 2016, I had a couple of smears that came back with a regular cell, so I had to go and get colposcopies. In the matter of private with my gynecologist. I've had a gynecologist for a while. I've talked about this before, but I have to have one, so I have to go to him just because my womb is a very saucy little number.
Right.
But I think, like, after all my appointments, after 6 months of appointments, it, like, I was racked up to like around £1,200, and like Ray just cleared it. He was like, don't worry. But you know, I know that not everybody has that, but isn't it funny? Because the first thing that I thought of was like, how am I going to pay this?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm supposed to be going to America next week, or I'm supposed to be, you know, doing these other things. But it's just because it hits you when you don't realise it hits you.
Yeah.
Like, I had my savings going there, and then my teeth happened, and it was 1,500 euro.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I'm about to get sick all over myself.
Yeah.
Because I had those savings, but I had to just be like, right, I'm not going to be doing that. I won't be booking that for his birthday. I won't be doing that. I'll just be paying for my teeth, and that's just what I'm going to have to do this year.
Yeah.
So you can see why people would be like, instead of me being on my knees, I'd rather just go get the loan.
Yeah.
Because then
yeah.
I don't have to think about it as much as I would.
Exactly.
But then you're still that you're still debit, stuck. Yeah.
Yeah. And then as well, it's not just in the form of getting loans, it's living off credit cards as well.
I never, ever want a credit card.
No, I've heard terrible things.
Oh.
Like, I could imagine how I find having an overdraft of £200 the most tempting thing ever. I could not fucking imagine having a credit card.
It makes me nervous.
Yeah.
Credit cards make me feel weak.
Like, I'm sure they are so handy when it comes to emergency money, but this is the whole thing about debt, isn't it? It's a temptation. You're able to do it. You might just have this kind of spontaneous going, oh, look.
Well, they Grant. Say...
Don't have to get a little loan, like that girl was saying, to keep your head above water and pay all your bills. You can just use the credit card, and you'd nearly use it like a fucking debit card. That's the way I would think I would use it if I had one.
I'd be like, a sandwich and Spar, yeah, put on tap, the credit card.
Tap. Yeah. Like, you can fucking tap a credit card now.
Breakfast roll.
Mad.
But, this is funny, my friends, two of my friends bought a house, and then they went back to see their mortgage advisor. They both got new jobs. They were both put on better salaries. So they, you know, obviously I think that's really clever. They want to go manage their new money, you know?
Yeah.
Because obviously if you, and you know what it's like when you're down to a mortgage, you're like, we make X a month. This is exactly, we pay 50 euro for eggs. We pay 20 euro for milk.
Yeah.
But they went to a financial advisor, whatever the fuck it's called. And they said, I think, I can't remember the details, but I do remember one thing. They said to be, I think it's being called fluid.
Okay.
Which is real weird, but it's like to be something fluid. I think it's like money fluid or investing fluid. But they say you should have 5 grand immediately. What? So 5 grand in your bank account, okay, in your current account sitting there, and your paycheck should go on top of that.
Yeah.
So they say that no matter what happens, if you decide you want to go to the Bahamas, you have 5k there. If you want to do whatever, but that's how they say that you're fluid.
Yeah, yeah.
You should have 5 grand in your current account. I think it's like 60k. Yeah, it is. It's 60k in your savings.
Wow.
Per person.
That's just
to be fluid in Ireland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So they say that's what it's called. Is it financially fluid? Maybe that's it. But it's like you should have 5k immediately in your credit, in your, what you call it, current account. So that if anything happens, and then you shouldn't let it dip behind underneath that. You get me?
Oh God.
So if you get paid like 2 grand a month, it goes in on top. So that would be 7. So you use your 2 grand to do your bits and your bobs, and then you just have that 5 buffer, and then 60 in your fucking.
Like, what world are they?
I think that's just, I don't think they're like, oh, that's what you need to do. But I think that's just, isn't it funny how that's the ideal. Like, that's what you have to be financially fluid in this country at the moment.
I want the ground to swallow me up because I just know I will never be in that position.
120k sitting in your savings between you and Adam, and then 10k sitting in your currents.
Like, what world are they living in to say that that's the fucking ideal? Like, to be.
I think that's just because if you tot it all up, I don't think they're saying that's a great idea. I think they're just saying that is literally what you would have to have so that if anything happens.
Oh, I get you, yeah.
You would be financially secure.
Well.
You know, and again, don't.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Don't fucking quote me on this, but this is just...
I'll just never be in that position, ever.
Yeah. So,
ever, unfortunately. Load of shit.
But it's funny, isn't it? Mm. It's, you never think about these things.
Mm. When I think about money, sometimes I just get like...
It really disheartens
me. So down.
It really upsets me. Yeah. Yeah, it really, really upsets me. It makes me feel kind of a little bit sick.
Yeah, yeah, I gotcha. Very interestingly, as we said this last, on the last podcast, that we'd love to get somebody to call in because obviously we only have very limited... knowledge on this. Yeah. So we would have loved somebody to call in, and we have that now. She wants to be kept anonymous, so we're going to call her Miss Moneypenny, and she works in the arrears support unit of a bank.
So Miss Moneypenny, hello, here you are.
Hi.
On the pod. So do you want to explain just a little bit of what you do?
Yeah, so basically I manage accounts that are in arrears, so that's mortgage accounts, personal loans, credit cards, finance and leasing, all of that kind of thing. So anybody that is in arrears, they come to me, basically. Or, well, my unit in the bank. So we look after them.
Okay, so when you say arrears, like, I'm kind of the person that I'm like, arrears, I kind of know what that means. But what does it really mean?
So it basically, when you, just for example, you take out a loan for a term of 12 months and you have to pay back a certain amount every month. If you miss 1, 2, 3 payments, those payments are arrears. So if you haven't met your contractual agreements or your NMR is what it's called, so your normal monthly repayment, then you're in arrears, basically. So if you enter the next month, so say your payment is due in on the 28th of January and you enter February without having made that payment, you're in arrears.
Oh my god, okay, there you go, that's quite interesting. And what is, like, I suppose, what's the big, well, mortgages obviously, but what's the biggest kind of thing that you, that people come in arrears over?
Would they tell you, sorry Miss Moneypenny, do they tell you about the, like, the reasons? Would you get to speak to people in that, or would they just be like, look, can't fucking afford it, this is what's happening?
Yeah, some people are like that. Other people, I mean, they call up, and some people are really upset, or, you know, they tell us the reasons why.
Okay.
Life in general, well, you know, shit happens, you know, but things happen, and you can't pay your mortgage, or you lose a job, and, you know, you're up shit creek, basically. Mm. But it's really hard. Like, the biggest thing we see, obviously, is people that bought houses during the boom, and then, like, lost jobs. Because the banks were just giving out mortgages to everybody and their dog.
Yeah.
And so now they can't pay it. And it's people with not just one mortgage, it's 2, 3, and 4 mortgages.
It's mental, isn't it?
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's scary.
That's what I was going to say. What do you find is the most common thing that people can, like, no longer afford? But it's obviously mortgages.
Gas.
Yeah. Is there, like, would there be, like, certain, because we were only talking about, like, Carla was saying that what they say usually is that April is the, like, kind of recovery month after Christmas. Do you find that there's certain times a year where you get more kind of calls about
loans?
Well, see, because that's all that we deal with, that's all
all year round, all the time.
I mean, yeah, after Christmas can be a very difficult time for a lot of people, money wise. But it's kind of all throughout the year. You know what I mean? Because different things happen in people's lives, and you know, it's never easy. But any time of the year, I think, is just, it's hard on people. You know?
Yeah. What is it that yous are there to do? Like, can you relook at somebody's payment plan to see, like, can you help them out, or can you change stuff up to help people?
Yeah, so basically, like, a lot of people don't know this, and a lot of people put their head in the sand, and that's the reason I wanted to come on, is to advise people not to do that. Like, banks are scary, and ringing the bank is scary, and if you're in debt, it's scary, even if you're in, if it's 1 month down, or a year, or 2 years. It's like, always engage with the bank, because there are things that they can do.
Right.
You know, like, so with the likes of mortgages and stuff, there's, I don't know if any, either of you have heard of it, but it's called MARP. So the Mortgage Arrears Resolution Process, which is basically, if you're struggling financially, the bank will ask you to send in what's called a standard financial statement, or an SFS. And they'll assess your income and expenditure, and then they can put things in place to make life a little bit easier for you, whether it be reduce your payments for a certain amount of time, you know, a moratorium, which is a payment break, that kind of thing. But we can only do that if you actually engage with the bank.
Yeah. So you know, the best thing to do is to
actually let them know that you're struggling. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, even if you're not in arrears, ring the bank and say, look, I think, you know, I might not be able to meet next month's payment, or, you know, I've just lost my job, I can make the payments for the next 2 months, but after that I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, engage with the bank. That's the main thing I would encourage. Like, they are there to help, and they will help as much as they can.
That's great.
That's really, yeah. I mean, I feel like I learned loads.
Yeah, so do I. Because, like, like you say, banks are scary things. Like, you would be kind of, the last thing I'd probably want to do is be, like, ringing up the bank going, hey, sorry, I know you gave me a lot of money, but I can't really, like, pay you back. Yeah. You know what I mean? But they are there to help you. Obviously, they do want their money back at the end of the day, so they're going to do that to help you. It does make logical sense when you say it, like,
like, it's just, don't be scared of the bank. And, you know, like, a lot of people, just if they're getting letters in the door or whatever, they'll just ignore them, and then that just makes things worse. That's when it gets, this is not for everybody, but sometimes it gets to the stage where their house is being repossessed is because, you know, they haven't engaged with the bank. And engagement for some people is just ringing the bank and saying, oh, I, you know, I'm in a bad situation, but they won't fill in that standard financial statement. But unfortunately, if you don't, then the bank can't do anything.
Yeah.
So although it does feel like an invasion of privacy, that is the only thing. It's MARP is a protection for the consumer.
Yes.
Yeah. Not for the bank, it's for the consumer. So if you send in that financial statement, they'll probably be able to do something for you.
That's you know,
so unfortunately you do have to play by their rules, but it's the best way to get what you want, or, you know, something a bit easier.
And I'd say the amount of people that actually feel like the world has been lifted off their shoulders after speaking to somebody like you is probably amazing. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, sure. We've had people crying on the phone with happiness. Oh. You know, something as simple as like a 6 month payment break.
That can mean
the world to people, because mortgage repayments are not, you know, it's not 50 quid a month. It's upwards usually of €1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That can be half your salary.
Yeah.
So it's a big thing, and it's usually 35 years, and it's your home. You know what I mean? It's the biggest asset that you own. So it's a big, scary thing. And like, people don't understand.
Yeah.
The what's out there for them, you know, and like MABS is great. We all always encourage people to go to MABS, because it's someone they're actually sitting down with and explaining what the process is.
Yeah.
You know, and MABS is free, so we engage with MABS. If the customer doesn't want to, we'll speak to MABS instead on their behalf.
Oh, fab.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I didn't realise any of this. I don't know why. I think I did just have that ignorant kind of...
Yeah, where you see people getting their homes taken off them, and you're like, why couldn't you just work with them?
I just have that ignorant kind of point of view of a bank being a really scary thing. And then, like you say, if people are getting letters, it does feel like an invasion of privacy. It does feel like, stop posting letters to me now. Like, get out of my face. Do you know what I mean? Like,
this is what I earn. You fucking know what I earn.
It does.
Yeah, no, definitely. It does. Yeah, so it's like, that's, it must be a really rewarding job, is it? Or do you find it hard?
It's hard hearing, I don't want to call them sob stories because they are real life, but you know, on a daily basis, you hear some really sad stories. Other customers will just scream at you because, and I mean, we understand, they're frustrated. It's a hard situation to be in. We do get some abuse, like awful abuse.
tend to deflect their anger and blame you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. They really do. We don't take it, but most people don't take it personally because...
Yeah, they know.
Like, as I said, it is a person's biggest asset. It's their home. It's usually their family home, so they're very protective about it. So, you know, but it can be very rewarding.
Yeah.
You know, I actually deal with complaints. So, you know, a lot of the time it's people who have had a really bad experience, whether it be, you know, customer service or, I don't know, they've had their house taken off them or any of that kind of thing. And, you know, I'll go and investigate it. And a lot of the time it's a good outcome for the customer. So in that sense, it's rewarding.
Yeah.
But it can be a tough one. Like, unfortunately, sometimes people are deemed that they can't afford the loan or the mortgage, and the only option is, you know, to voluntarily surrender their home or, you know, go mortgage to rent, which is something that a lot of people don't know about either. You can.
Yeah, what's that?
So mortgage to rent is basically you don't lose your home, but you don't own your home anymore, but you're paying the bank rent, essentially. In layman's terms, that's what it means.
And is the rent reduced?
Not usually, but it means that you can, it's either mortgage to rent or surrender your property.
A lot
of people choose the mortgage to rent just to stay in their family home.
So is that basically, you know, they're renting it from the bank, but they'll never own it kind of thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the bank take back full ownership of it.
That's so rough.
It's so rough, but I suppose it is the better of a bad two.
Yeah, well, it's not a fuck out on your arse. Like, yeah.
Oh, exactly. Jesus Christ. Do you have any more questions, Carla?
No, I think that, like, again, I think it's fantastic, because, like, how would we have known anything like that? And I think it is, like, it's so funny when you say it, but it's like, how is anybody going to know you're struggling if you don't actually go and tell them that you're struggling?
Yeah.
And it's, you could say that about kind of everything in life. But, it's been, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks so much.
No problem.
You're a star.
You're so good. We just let Miss Money Penny go there. We had a little bit of a chat before we... Sorry, there's a bit of chopping and changing there with the recording. We have a few more opinions there on the Instagram.
Well, firstly, everybody thought I was saying death instead of death.
Yeah, I know. It was really confusing. What the
fuck? Sorry, this is the way I speak.
Sorry about that.
My monotone voice. And everyone's like, I thought you were like, ah, Jesus, like, what do you want to talk about, death, girls? Death, that happens. How do you feel about death? Is there enough death in Ireland?
Nail in the fucking coffin there.
Is there enough death? is there enough death going on?
Huge
here?
Problem or just a minor death. Inconvenience?
Gasp. Death. Do we stand it? Do we rate death? Yeah. Or do we hate death? Let me know. Answers on a postcard. So I have a girl here saying, hi, I'm ashamed to say it, but I think Irish people are greedy as hell when it comes to money. I'm in my early 30s and I feel so bloody bitter towards banks and the people who were my age during the Celtic Tiger. They went to the bank for a 300 grand mortgage and walked out of there with 450 grand, hypothetical figures, because all of them would say, I was offered it, how could I refuse it? Maybe it's because I grew up in a broken home with a mother who had to be very frugal, but I absolutely would never take on more debt than I could manage. I've had a loan once before in my life from the credit union. It's been paid off for years. Yes, I'd love a nice car and 3 holidays a year, but I would never get a loan to do it. Loans for me are an absolute necessity and not for luxuries. Maybe my opinion's old-fashioned, but I just think that there's such a keeping up with the Joneses type attitude developed in those book years, and people will do anything to continue to do so. What really grinds my gears is that I've worked since I was a teenager. I moved to England to work during the recession, and now I'm back in Ireland, and I feel very hopeless at my prospects of owning my own home. I'm sick of paying rent to a greedy landlord, and I just want my own family home for our little family of three. I don't think that's too much to ask for, but because of the greed of the past, our generation have been royally screwed over in this regard.
I would have to agree with her.
I think it's a great point. I don't think it's unpopular. I do feel like Irish people are a special breed when it comes to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We've talked about this loads.
But that's because of the fucking state of the country. This, we talked about this in the housing crisis one, especially when it comes to, say, people. And somebody wrote it there, and I actually forgot to touch on it before we moved on.
Yeah.
But about people that are on social welfare, like comparing themselves who are working to their friends who are on social welfare.
Yeah.
And it's, they're almost like a penalised for working.
Yeah.
That if you were on social welfare, you'd probably be a lot further in life.
Yeah.
This is the thing. Do you know what I mean? So I do, I completely agree. Like, I'm in the same boat. Like, me and Adam are going to be a little family of three. And I, like, we're saving for a mortgage. Whether we'll fucking get one or not, it'd be a different story.
I think it's as well, and just from, you know, just from critique that I've seen over the years of people and how people speak about people, I think the biggest one is when you have a kid, you want to give it fucking everything, don't you? You just want to give it the best life. You want to make sure it has. If it's going to football, you want it to have the best gear. If it's doing this, you want it to do that. And I don't think, like, I mean, 90% of parents don't begrudge their kids. Some people do. Let's not lie. Like, you know, but that's their own mental state. It's nothing to do with the child. And I think it is one of those kind of things, isn't it? That, like, it almost ignites that fire in you, because you feel like not only is it shit that you don't get to have it, it's shit because your child, the thing that you created, don't get to have it either. The thing that you love the most in the world, that you'd lay down your life for. It's funny, isn't it? Like, I just think it's all about mentality, but I do feel like Irish people are a special breed.
Yeah.
And I think she does have a point in the way that, is it because we were such a poor country for so long and then we just amassed this wealth and everybody went fucking 90?
I think so. I do think so. And I agree with that girl as well. I wouldn't go getting loans just to be able to go on holiday, three holidays a year, or to be getting a new car every year. I completely agree with the way she was saying a loan is a necessity. It's you actually have no other choice but to get a loan to be able to pay for whatever it is, whether you're just getting your head above water, whether it's like your boilers after going, do you know, something like that. I'd be on the same page as her. But I do know people who are like, say for instance, we have a friend and he kind of buys and sells cars, does them up and
flips them,
kind of flips them, but he's not a cowboy or anything. Like, he actually
probably
is
makes
really,
500 quid,
he's actually
but like,
a really good mechanic. He's really good, but the way he thinks about money is mad, because like he'll buy a car that the car tax is like $4,000 on.
Yeah.
But he'll buy the car for like 1,500. And his whole mentality on it is, well, I don't have a car loan. Like, the car's paid for. So that's kind of like a car loan. That's how he pays. But that's his mentality when it comes to money. But I feel like if everybody else was as sensible as thinking, no, you don't go outside your means unless you absolutely have to, the country mightn't be in such a fucking state. I think if everybody kind of thought along the lines of like not being greedy, not overspending, like needless spending, I think things would be different. I don't know why I think things would be different. I just think the infrastructure wouldn't be as mad As in, I feel like if builders knew we weren't going to spend mad money on houses, they wouldn't be charging mad money for houses.
Yeah, well, it's funny because one thing that, like, Tom's into his politics and we have chats all the time, but he always mentions a universal wage.
Yeah.
So everybody just gets put on the wage that is acceptable for you to be able to do a certain amount of things. So I think he was saying in the UK, they were saying it would be like 32K.
Right.
Sterling.
Okay.
And that would be enough and everybody would just be on 32K.
But if
everything would be reduced down to afford 32K. Now, I don't know the... he explained it. I can't remember the ins and outs. But it was the way that, like... it's a really... what do they call it? It's a really, like, forward-thinking way of thinking. It's really, like... it would never fucking happen. But
I think there are countries that have governments implemented it.
Are trying... governments could try... do you know? It's that kind of thing where governments could try because then you kind of eradicate debt. You eradicate... yeah. A lot of homelessness apparently well you get rid of loads of different things and people live a much happier life, but governments don't want their citizens to be happy. Like, that's not their main aim. Their main aim is to maximise profit and keep relations, you know what I mean? So
unfortunately, because it does sound idealistic, like it really
it's
does.
A real, like, God, wouldn't that be great? Anyway,
idealist
moving on.
Kind of thing. Yeah. And it would make so much sense. It's like, but like then again, it's like my logic. Oh, recession?
Print more money. Exactly. You know what I mean?
It's too fucking easy to start out. Obviously, it's going to be a bit more complex than that. But realistically, it would be fucking great
Just print more money.
Something like, exactly.
Recession, print more. I love that.
No, if everybody was on a universal wage and stuff came down and, everybody would be so much happier. But, like, capitalism is just never going to fuck off, is it?
Absolutely. Got another one here, which is a bit diff.
Okay.
So... hey, guys, love the pod. It's my Monday AM go-to on the way to work. Love that for you.
Love that for you.
Love that for you. Quick one, RE debt. It's something that really pisses me off. I graduated in 2017 and emigrated straight away to work in finance in London. I'm fortunate enough to earn six figures, although at times it's like asking for your soul. Regardless, I live somewhere nice. I eat at nice places without having to think about it, and I go on one nice holiday a year. I have friends back home still living with their parents. Nothing wrong with that. It's tough to rent. However, they're racking up serious amounts of debt. They're living their best lives, quote unquote, and brunching every weekend, buying designer gear and going on 2 to 3 holidays a year, Mexico, etc. All on graduate accounting salaries, which is, I think, 24K.
Right.
It's a graduate account. One of my friends has 15K debt, having never lived outside of her parents' home or having to pay for college. People need to cop on and live within their means. I will say, however, that debt is a big thing over in the UK. I was going to say it is, isn't it? Mm. I know people 3 to 4 years older than me earning 300K a year. Jesus. And still have a mounting debt on top of that. And those debts are not a mortgage. It's a constant keeping up with the Joneses mentality. Social media doesn't help as everyone wants to showcase what they have without addressing what they've had to do to get it.
Yeah.
Love that. Mm. I say that all the time. You don't see the struggle. Show us the struggle. My parents never borrowed for anything except for their mortgage, and they taught me the importance of saving and always having a cash buffer for emergencies. Thankfully, my partner is the same. It's a relief to surround yourself with people who don't make you feel guilty for not having the latest gadget, dress or pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said, that was a rant, and I sent about 90, not 24, but you're here, look.
Ah. Yeah.
But I think, like, there are so many fabulous points in that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think one that hits hard as well is surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded.
Yeah.
Because it can get competitive if you have friends that are buying Audis and bleeding Beamers.
But you can take on their habits as well, can't you?
I always say this, you are not the company that you keep. As much as people try and be like, you aren't the company that you keep. No, you could keep that company for so many different reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because you like them doesn't mean everybody else is going to like them. And just because somebody else dislikes them doesn't mean that
you have to dislike them too.
And everybody has traits that they dislike about people.
Yeah.
But I will say, it's like, because Tom is the king of the frugalness, like we do argue about money quite a bit because I'm more like, fuck it.
Yeah.
And I'm not even fucking to a mad stage.
Yeah.
But I think it's also because we grew up so differently.
Mm.
Like, he lived in the council house. Like, he struggled. Like, his mum struggled. Mm. You know, his dad didn't. So he almost lived two separate lifestyles all the time.
Yeah.
But he really knows the value of euro. Not saying that he doesn't make stupid purchases sometimes, but it is something that, like... Do you and Adam argue about money?
I kind of annoys me when Adam gets, like, a lump sum. So, say for instance...
You wish you could manage their money, don't you?
Yeah, I really do. Yeah. But, like, he... Although he saw €200 hanging out of an ATM machine the other day and he handed it in, which I was very shocked at. Because he would, now a couple of years ago, he would have been the type of person to gone, pocket that. That's mine.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But his conscience kicked in and he was like, no, that could be somebody's rent. Absolutely no fucking way I'm keeping that and handing that in. Like,
would they know who it came from?
Well, you see, I would have imagined if somebody was missing €200, remember taking it out of the ATM, they'd go back and ask to look at the cameras to see where the fuck that went. Do you know what I mean? See, was it sucked back in? Yeah, but like, I know, well, he didn't even think of that. He was just like, ah, no, it could be some poor fucker's rent, like something was on a Sunday evening. But like, he, sometimes when he gets a lump sum, so like, I'm trying to think of an example. Say he gets a bonus in work.
Yeah.
He'll be like, oh, I'm going to get like a telly for like,
oh,
studio. Do you know what I mean? I'm just kind of like, could you not just save it?
Could you not just put that away?
Could you not just save it? But at the same time, if I was to get a bonus, I would think of something that I would like to buy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, if this is Adam, you'd be telling him to save it, put it away for a rainy day. We want to be fucking looking at it rather than looking for it. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh, looking at it rather, ooh, like that.
Oh, it's me my own life. Better to be looking at it than looking for it. But at the same time, if you're spending money, you know, if you're in a shop, you're like, will I buy that? You can get you in trouble then.
Oh, fuck, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
So, like, in terms of money, better to be looking at it than looking for it when you're about to. Do you know what I mean?
Love that.
Love that for me.
I love that for you. Yeah, I would see mine is, you can't take it with you.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing, but
at the same time,
you need to be looking at what your future looks like in the next 6 months. What could you use it for? Like, everything now is just saving for me and him. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, I totally get
you. Can't actually tell me anything else at the moment. You can't be saying like, oh yeah, but you could get that in half price. No, fuck it. It's all about the mortgage for me now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So anything, but then again, when I have my mortgage, what me thinking is going to completely change again.
Yeah, because then when you have a mortgage, you're going to be like, fuck's sake, I've got my mortgage, I can't do that, I can't do this, you know, it's all those little things.
Yeah.
Like, as much as I hate this kind of half suspended life that I'm living, because I'm living with my dad, with my fella, and all we want is our own place, then when you get it, you're like, oh fuck, this is us now, isn't it? We're always going to have to exit that part out of our,
I think, me and Adam are doing the kind of the smart, well, is it a smart way? Probably not. We're saving double the amount that we'd be paying the mortgage.
Yeah, well, that's clever.
So it's like, we'll be saving quicker, and we go to pay for mortgage, we'll have more money in our pocket.
Oh. Yeah, no, I get that.
Because
that's what I always say about like renos as well, because you never know if you buy a gaff and you could do all your bits, and what happens if the fucking arse falls out of it, or somebody smashes a window or something.
I will say about that last comment though, just one more thing. I think it's very easy for people who live with their parents who don't have that many overheads
To not think about it
and to overspend. Because at the same time, because I lived in my parents' house for so long, that's why I don't have a fucking mortgage, because I just spent my money because I had no fucking overheads.
Yeah.
Whereas if they went out and started renting straight after school, like while they were in college, they'd know the value of money.
Yeah, they'd know that.
They'd probably have savings.
They'd feel that. So, okay, I have a major opinion on this. People in Ireland do not take debt seriously. I work in a retail bank and deal with people every day who have missed payments and don't see a problem with it. There's almost a, aren't you lucky I'm paying vibe from around 70% of people.
Oh.
Loans, overdrafts and credit cards are not free money, people. Mortgages are taken slightly more seriously, but once a repayment is missed, they can say goodbye to getting any other facility. Like, if a customer won't pay to keep their home safe, why would they repay a smaller loan or credit card? And that's when it comes to being refused their car loan or whatever it may be. People cannot understand why, if they are working, etc., your proven repayment ability is worth more to a bank than earning a six-figure sum. I've had friends and family that have needed to be re-educated in their late 20s about the actual value of money, because it's not instilled in people from the get-go. Only when people go to buy houses do they realise how important a credit history is. I know people who have not paid back bank loans for thousands and gone to another credit union for another loan which isn't being paid, and have a maxed out credit card but are earning 70-80k a year and cannot get a loan. It needs to be brought to people's attention at 16-17 before finishing school, instead of just being given access to these facilities once they hit 18, depending on their circumstances. Using credit in the right way can be so beneficial if people knew the right way to operate it. Sorry for the long message. It just frustrates me to see people undermine debt as if there's no repercussions.
No, she's dead right.
Dead right, hon. I'll reply that to you right now.
Absolutely dead right.
I think, and I mean, Carla's about talking about education, but
which we're 1 hour and 12 minutes in before you mentioned
just for the education.
She's going to tell us all that she's a cancer after this.
I'm a cancer, and this is how I feel about education in Ireland. I just, again, it's like all to do with the way that our education is. Like, why in the fuck am I learning about the Pythagoras theorem when I don't know how to manage my money?
Yeah.
At 18, just like you at 21 when you went and got a fucking 20 grand mini. Yeah. You know? Stupid shit like that.
No, there should be a correction, page 20 grand for a 15 grand.
Sorry, there's a major difference in those two statements. But it's that kind of shit though, isn't it? Yeah. And like, it fucks me off because I've gotten myself into messes. I'm sure everybody has at one point been on their absolute knees minus €7.
Yeah.
You know?
It's actually hilarious as well now that you think about it. Like, that business studies is the subject.
Oh.
And you don't even know how to open a fucking bank account. But you're learning about business studies. You're learning how to invoice people. Like,
This is how you do an invoice if it was to
a vendor.
And this is how you do one if it was to maybe somebody who's just doing a one-time payment.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So glad.
Fucking hell.
Don't know how to use an Excel spreadsheet, but I'm buzzing here now. Yeah. Thank you.
Actually,
thank you for that.
Don't even know about the amount of paperwork that goes into opening a bank, but I'll do you, like,
really happy.
I can do you a bank statement.
Like, Jesus, I can make you a vendor's invoice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Get ready.
It is silly.
Here I come.
Yeah, no, it definitely is silly. Like, they should have way more practical subjects in fifth and sixth year.
Definitely. Even in fourth year. Is fourth year... Do you have to do it now? No. If it was compulsory, that would be excellent.
That would be the one.
Because I'd make my child do it for that one module. I'd be like, you're going to learn.
You do get work experience, though.
Yeah, but where the fuck are you going on your work? On my work experience, I did it in makeup forever. Now, I mean, I haven't makeup artist, but like, do you know what I mean? I did it in makeup forever and then, oh no, I did work in PR as well. Awkward. But at the same time...
Well, okay, I'll be the example here. Nothing that I wanted to do after school did I do for my work experience.
What did you do for your work experience?
Oh, stop.
Okay. Now, what did you do?
What a case out. I'll just... We need a bit of context first. I wanted to be an interior designer. Or get into interior design.
Sorry, what?
Which I still haven't done. Because I just don't have the fucking
brain.
Do
you want to get into it still?
I have a big interest. I half finished a college course, but it was a home course because I was working. And I just cannot motivate myself.
Yeah, you're like,
I can't.
Maybe.
Like, if you see in my Facebook page, I haven't uploaded a video in about a fucking year.
Yeah.
But, like... I wanted to do interior design, so naturally, my three work experiences were Topshop, hairdressers, and the chemist next door to the hairdressers that I did the year previous, still working in the chemist.
Did you panic? I mean, there you go.
Oh,
well,
yeah,
look,
yeah.
You still,
did.
Because a lot of people just panicked, and I mean...
Oh, yeah, no, panicked.
A load of my mates went and did it with my dad.
Yeah,
in his factory.
Yeah, panicked. Didn't know what else to do.
I work for Ray for a week?
But also, it was, like, it was around the corner from where my ma lived, so it was handy. But I wasn't thinking towards the future. I wasn't thinking, do you know what would be logical here, Jen? Actually going somewhere that does fucking interior design. Like, this is how stupid I was.
Yeah, I get you. But I think that's just, you know, at the age of 16, 17, when you're in transition year. I don't know how I even looked. Like, I'm not a planner. My mum was the contact for me getting into the PR gig.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Ended up doing my
college. It usually is who you know.
Yeah, exactly. It definitely, fucking definitely is. And then for the makeup course, I can't remember. I think, we had a chat about it. And some woman said, I don't know why. But she said she did a course in makeup forever, and I remember just being like, I want to go do a course in makeup and make forever. And then I actually did my course in makeup forever. Wouldn't recommend it, but I ended up doing my work experience there because I was the first person to call.
Why?
I was the first person to get in there, essentially. So that was probably the only time in my life where I've acted fast, not going to lie.
Yeah. Cool.
And it paid off, obviously. But obviously, education, guys, it needs to be redone, and we need to think about it here. You know, it's fucking crazy, you.
Absolutely.
So, like, we've got loads coming in here. Loads being like, Carla, did you say debt or debt? Fuck's sake. I said debt.
Depth
right here. Sorry, I'm just trying to find one that isn't repeating kind of the same stuff.
I think a lot of people, like, it's the same with any of the suggestion boxes that we put up. Like, the arc, why a lot of people, I think, have the same opinions.
So, debt, absolutely a problem. USC, a charge we're still paying for our government errors.
Mm.
There you go. Some people who bought houses during the boom are in massive debt still.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's driving around in Mercs but working McDonald's. I'd say there was an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Although McDonald's have a great wage.
They are, do you? Ain't nothing wrong with working at McDonald's.
Well, they've a good base wage, I will say.
They've
that.
A great base
Aldi
wage.
Aldi and Lidl. Aldi, Lidl's
fucking hell, so do Domino's.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Here you go. Giant problem. People simply refuse to live within their means.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a big problem. Becomes a vicious circle and very difficult to get out of. So true. People are always trying to keep up with their neighbours and put themselves in debt. Having the newest cars but paying a mini mortgage for them. That's also a massive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Giant problem. People are so concerned with image and getting themselves into debt for absolutely nothing. And yeah. I mean, it is true. But I think, again, it becomes that thing, you know, where at the time you're like, I have to have it.
Yeah.
Has to be mine. So
it's that impulse. It's that spontaneity. Sorry, fucking hell. It's 10:30 on a Friday night and I can't speak.
Spontaneity.
And that the impulse. Because sometimes I get it myself. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm just like, oh, I'd really like that. Fuck it, but I just do it.
Well, but that's how you get yourself a bit of YOLO. You do need a bit of YOLO in life.
You need a bit of YOLO in your life.
I mean, you got pregnant after giving in your notice. You know, sometimes you need a bit of YOLO. You certainly weren't fucking thinking about that one. A YOLO, I just have to change.
Yeah.
You do need a bit of YOLO, but then at the same time, you need to control your YOLO.
It's, yeah. You need to yo-yo your YOLO.
Your YOLO, if you know what I mean. As you rub your belly, you're like...
No, when to extend the yo-yo of YOLO.
Oh, YOLO.
We need to nail that.
Ah, YOLO. So, RE debt in Ireland. I was talking to somebody who worked in Harvey Norman and they were talking about flexi finance. You can get approved for up to 5k in 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've done that as well, actually.
Did you?
I did it for Adam's MacBook Pro. Paid it off 3 years.
Fucking 3 years, Jen.
Yeah.
For a fucking computer.
Listen to this, right?
Okay. Right, sorry, I was like... the Whopper deal.
No. It wasn't even a Whopper deal. But I don't regret it.
Okay.
Because it was... Obviously, these computers I'm looking at one now, they're like, oh, I got a bonus, actually. And I was able to buy this outright. So I didn't do it for my own one, but I did it for his. I bought him a MacBook Pro for Christmas. It was, I think it was like, could have been between 13 and 1500 euro, but it was 50 euro a month, which I did not feel.
Okay, so you never felt it?
Never felt it. Never felt the dint.
Wow.
Of it.
I suppose that's smart money though, isn't it? Like when you think about it and it's something that, because I feel like with cars, the problem is if you take out a big chunk, you're always going to want a new one, do you know?
Yeah.
If you're willing to take out that big whopper thing for an Audi, you're going to want a Beamer or you're going to want a newer Audi or some shite like that, you get me? So, and also cars lose so much value in the first 2 years.
Yeah.
Which people kind of refuse. Then
the minute you drive it off the lot, it loses half, like a good bit of its value. Yeah, it uses like
a few, it's mad, isn't it?
It loses 2 grand automatically or something statistically, it's mad.
Yes. He said he saw people apply and get approved in the shop. Other point, went to cancel my credit card a few months back as I wanted to be debt-free as possible and only spend what I could afford. Credit card company kept me on the phone for 20 minutes. Asked me why I wanted to cancel. Said I wanted to concentrate on saving for a deposit. They actually said having a credit card was good for mortgage application. Then said I couldn't rent a car abroad if I cancelled. Not true. I've actually rented a car abroad on my debit card. I just had to pay a deposit, FYI. Basically trying to feed me bullshit so I wouldn't cancel. If I was younger and more naive, I would have bought into the lies and kept the card. Feel people are being fed the wrong information and paying for it later by getting stuck in a credit cycle.
That
kind of feeds into what Moneypenny was saying about, Miss Moneypenny was saying about, like, people don't know
The banks
half the time what they're signing up for.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know. And then as well, like, that's not the way. Like, she's actually been talking about the arrears support unit. She is coming from a place, and it is a bank, and like I said to her on the phone as well, I came from a very ignorant stance on that, where I just thought the bank was a scary thing that just wanted all your money. But she was saying, no, they offer you support. Like, of course they want their money back if you take a loan off them, but they're there to support you if you do get into a pickle. That a financial institution shouldn't be coming after you the way that, you know what I mean? Like, say the way that the bank there was supporting people who were coming into arrears, whereas the credit card company kept that girl on the phone for 20 minutes trying to keep her.
That's their job
though. I know, but sick, isn't it?
Well, there's jobs for, like, I mean, there's jobs for everybody. There's many people doing many other fucked up things for workers, you know.
It is fucking sick though.
Oh, huge issue. This is another person. Huge issue. Credit cards, overdrafts, bank loans, credit union loans can be gotten with a click of a button online and so easy to rack up debt. I'm in about $8,000 debt and I applied for an upgrade on an overdraft. Silly, I know. And got approved within 5 seconds of applying. I had it in my bank that minute.
Oh, God.
It is just a shit cycle, isn't it? Where it you're is. Just like... Really and it is. Can be one of those things where you're like, well, fuck it, I do want this.
Yeah.
You know? I feel bad for you. But also... I feel bad for you, but also, at least you know.
Yeah.
At least you know what cycle you're in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, gals. I currently work in the area of asset management, example mortgage, or i.e. mortgages, but have been in financial services for 12 years, and there's a huge debt problem in Ireland, and it's mainly down to the keeping up with the Joneses mentality. This keeps going up.
Mm.
I see so many people prioritising their flashy car, paid for by the credit union, the holidays, clothes, nights out, even their Sky subscription, overpaying their mortgage, and keeping a roof over their family heads. This is a huge trend of a champagne lifestyle on lemonade wages, and I genuinely feel sad for those people, as the appearance of having money seems to be their be-all, their end-all, and a lot of the time it doesn't end up well, be it losing their home, credit rating suffering, and in a worrying amount of cases, people are suffering from health, be it stress, anxiety, and depression. Because what's the suicide statistic? It's really high for debt.
Oh, for debt, it's
high, isn't it? Like, I know two people who have had somebody in their immediate family or a parent commit suicide over debt.
It's horrible. Actually know when I lived in with the house that we were renting back in 2009,
mm-hmm.
A neighbour two doors down couldn't pay off his mortgage and he killed himself so that the wife could live mortgage free.
Actually horrific.
Like,
it's so funny, people will put down their lives for money, you know. It's like, it's such a backward, but again, I mean, mental health is a lot of other things, so it's obviously more contributing factors, but debt can be a massive thing.
Mm-hmm.
Great topic to cover, as so many people just see the flashy Instagram pictures of trips and designer clothes yet don't realize it's mainly paid for by the bank. By the way, I'm not against loans. I have a car loan myself, but thankfully it's one that I can't afford.
Yeah,
again, like, nothing wrong if you can take out a $5,000 loan and you know that you only have to pay €100 and that's what you want, and you want to pay €100 for 4 years.
Yeah,
but you're happy to do it, then absolutely do it.
Yeah, if it's within your means, €100 is manageable
if you have, you know, some outcome that, like,
I think as well though, like, be sensible when it comes to, okay, right, so say if you're going for it, you're like, okay, right, I need a new car, gonna have to get a loan, there's no doubt about it, I'm gonna get a loan. So the choice that I had kind of 3 years ago when I was buying my car, I was fucking mad for a Nissan Qashqai, right? Really wanted a Nissan Qashqai, but the cheapest one I could find was $9,000.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could have gotten my Auris, which was like 550 or 5,500, whatever.
Yeah.
And I could have easily gone for the Qashqai just because I wanted it.
Yeah.
But I had to be sensible, and I was like, no, you know what? I'm not going to even do that to myself, because I'd still be paying it off now. Do you know what I mean? You just need to just stop with the temptation, because if that had been probably like two or 3 years beforehand, I would have gone for the fucking Qashqai, saying fuck it, I'm getting a loan anyway.
But isn't it like, even
you need to just rein your mentality in?
You do, and you have to remember, like, impulse is a thing, and it's something that we have to fight every single day.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, you know, people even cheating on their spouses, you know what I mean? It's like an impulse thing you have to fight, or you have to like fight loads of different things every day. We have to fight against the impulse that we want to do. But like, even I went car shopping with my friend not too long ago, and she was looking at a specific car. She was looking at Audi A1s. So little cute Audi A1s, lovely. They're in her budget, well in her budget, so she was happy enough. While we were there, I just see this little Range Rover Evoque. I don't even like Range Rover Evoques, but it was a Range Rover, and I was like, I've always wanted a Range Rover. So I'm like, it's only $19,000. I'm there doing the maths in my head. I'm like,
stop.
But you know what I mean? And then I said it to her, and she was like, oh God, like, that'd be fab.
Oh,
and then I was like, since when did you want a Range Rover? She was like, since fucking when did you want a Range Rover? I was like, and then we were there like fighting over a fictional car that both of us weren't getting. But you know, when you're like sitting there, and we were like, but maybe, and I was literally doing the sums in my head. I was like, maybe I could afford to get myself a Range Rover. For what fucking reason? And then I wouldn't mind, we drove out of the lot, drove to the next place, drove to another place. 2 weeks later, I'd forgotten about the fucking Range Rover.
Exactly. You know? Whereas that could have changed.
Isn't it so funny? It's like those little things. And do you ever see people going in to buy one thing and coming out with a totally different other thing? It's just that need. It's that want in us.
The middle aisle.
The fucking middle aisle. We're living in the middle aisle of life. We are in the middle aisle of life, Jen Hatton.
We really are. I think we should end it there.
I know.
We're already on an hour and a half. I want to mention this website, though. If you didn't see it, there was a series on RTE called How to Be Good With Money, and it's really, really helpful. The financial advisor in it is actually, he's helping couples kind of get on track because they've lost their way, whether they're applying for a mortgage or, I think most of them are applying for mortgages, but it's still the same fundamental things if you're trying to manage your money. He's really good at putting things into perspective, putting things into layman's terms, making really good points that you probably never thought of before.
Yeah.
I don't think it's on the RTE player, but the episodes are available on their website. And the website is www.ccpc.ie. And you can go on there. There's loads of different little tabs that you can go into. So basically, you can go into like the banking tab, the mortgages tab, the saving, the credit card, the jargon buster, the loans, the debt. And then it has all the episodes of the series up there as well. I think that there's actually going to be a new series coming in the autumn as well. So keep a look out for that on RTE. Next week, what are we going to be talking about, Carla?
Going to be talking about modern day dating, y'all.
Yay.
What's those columns in the newspapers?
What do you mean?
You know the love columns? No. Is there like a certain, like, we're going to be your doctor and doctress love? Doctor loves.
Doctor loves.
Doctress love is love. The love and the love. So it's going to be about modern day dating. Yeah, and moving on.
late on a Friday night.
Late on a Friday night, and I'm fucking hyper. I've had too many dark cokes. But so modern day dating. Have you used Tinder? What are your experiences? Have you met somebody on Puff? Plenty of Fish? What do you think of internet dating? Do you have any horror stories?
Have you been catfished? Have you catfished?
I've been catfished.
Okay, I'm dying to hear about all these.
I know, it's going to be fucking gas.
See, we like to keep it light after we've had a bit of a heavy episode.
Heavy one. But it's going to be gas. So anything that you guys feel about relationships, sex, dating, anything juicy, juicy, get us into it. We're going to be talking all about our opinions, some popular opinions, some statistics, the way we do things here.
Yes. Fabulous. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So do get in touch. That'd be great. You can WhatsApp us on 085-725-2127 or DM us on the Insta, The Unpopular Opinion 2019.
We will see you next week.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.